Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is, I'm recording this. It's almost Christmas time. It's cold out, and it's just at that season to where it's been so much fun. We moved up here to Boise, Idaho from San Diego 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And in the process, it was kind of a fun thing for us because I remember when we first moved up here, our kids literally, all they had were shorts, t-shirts, and a sweatshirt. So pants and long sleeves and coats were something that my boys just weren't accustomed to wearing. And it's been fun having four seasons and realizing the different clothing that you wear based on the season of life and the season that you're in. And so it's been really kind of an interesting dynamic as I paid attention to this. My wife and I were out shopping just Saturday for new ski jackets. And it was just a lot of fun because she's trying on all these different ones and you know, some are too thick and some are too uncomfortable and some are too thin. And she's like, I don't know if this is going to keep me warm enough. And do I have to have another layer on underneath? And went through literally like this whole drama of all these different coats. And it was fun because this whole analogy of coats and the things that we wear and the story of the life and the journey that we're in all came about. And we had this amazing conversation that I want to kind of share with you some of the takeaways and some of the things that happened. The fun part was literally just 2 days later, Ryan and Todd flew in for our partner meeting. And it's always a kind of a joke with us as far as Todd, because I don't know anybody who can travel as light as Todd. I mean, Todd literally can go with just a backpack for a week and have all the clothes and everything else he needs in there. And this time he actually brought something with a little more clothing and stuff. And we're like, Todd, what happened? He goes, man, it's just so cold. And he had like four different layers and long johns. And it was just fun as we had this idea as far as talking about the phase of life that you're in, the coats that you wear. And I want to just kind of share that with you. So this is going to be kind of a rambling, a mismatched podcast of different ideas and thoughts. But I will hopefully by the end, you understand how this applies to you personally, not only in your business life, but where you are in your own personal life and the own self-growth and the things that you're going through. So with that, let me just kind of dive into it. So one of the things I want to talk to you about real quick here is to realize that the coats, they actually vary based on the season that you're in your life. And what's going on right now in my life, my wife and I have four boys. Two of them are out of the house. My oldest son, Chandler, is married to our first daughter-in-law, Fran, we just love and adore. My son, Parker, is down at BYU in Provo, Utah, going to school. And then we have my son, Christian, who's 17, and my son, Jackson, who's 15, who both live with us here in Boise. And Christian is a senior, so he's graduating. And my wife's sitting there going, Dave, I don't know what I'm going to do. My whole life has been focused on raising these boys. And now I'm in a situation to where I'm down to one. I'm down to one next year, and I'm soon going to be in this empty nest syndrome. And so she basically said, you know, Dave, I don't know what coat to wear right now. I'm used to wearing the mom coat, but I feel like I'm in a situation in my life where I may be changing this, and I don't know what to do. And so she's been looking. She's always done things outside the home as far as teaching aerobics or spinning or yoga or all that. And before we left Southern California, she had this, her calling and her mission and everything else was, her identity was wrapped around this. Well, when we came here, she didn't jump into that aspect of it. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on in our own personal lives, and it wasn't one thing she wanted to jump in. So at the time, she was trying to figure out right now, do I go back to that? Do I put on the old coat that feels comfortable, that I'm used to wearing, or do I put on a new coat that might be a few sizes bigger that I grow into, that's going to stretch me, that's going to... She goes, I just don't know what to do. And so we were having that deep conversation. And, you know, part of it was, Dave, the other thing I'm looking at is maybe this is a time where I just focus on just us and just you and I. And I just support you in what you're doing. And I don't have that extra identity outside. And so it's she's struggling with this whole idea as far as what is the coat? What am I going to be known for? What am I going to be wearing? What am I going to be using to get the comfort that I want in my life? So we were having this deep conversation about this, and it was interesting because we also were talking about a Sunday school lesson and familiar with the Bible and Joseph and the coat of many colors, and she's like, you know, it's weird because I I remember growing up, there was times where I coveted, and I not maybe not coveted, but I looked at others and I thought, you know what? That life that they have and that coat that they're wearing, that's what I want. And she goes, now I'm wearing that. And now I don't know if it's what I want. And so she was struggling, going back and forth, thinking, you know what? You know, so often we see what others have and the lifestyle or just the opportunities, and you think, that's the coat I want to wear, and what do I need to do to get that coat on? And she's like, well, I have that coat, and now I don't know if I like that coat. And so it's just been this interesting dynamic as we've been talking about this. And one of the things she made mention of, which I thought was so profound, and that is sometimes our comfortable coat just needs to be replaced, and we just don't know which coat to put on next. Meaning, like for me, I really don't need too many pieces of... I'm real good with like one pair of jeans, three t-shirts, and a jacket. That's all I need, and I'll just figure it all out. And yet at the same time, she's sitting there going, you know, sometimes with our boys, she always thought, you know, always seemed to buy like two sizes too big because they would grow into them. Well, now they're kind of at the point where we don't need to buy clothes that way for them. But she was sitting there thinking in her own life, she goes, I don't know if I'm at a point right now where do I want to buy a coat that's two sizes too big for me so I can grow and get into that? Or do I just want to put on something really comfortable that I know? And so she's in this dynamic in her life where she's like, I don't know what I want to do next. And because I don't know what I want to do next, I don't know if I just like being comfortable or do I want a growth experience. And when you look at the coat you put on, sometimes the coat you put on is a growth experience where it's like, it feels very, very uncomfortable, where it's too big and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know what to do next. The other thing as she was talking about is, you know, Batave, the other thing I'm struggling with is I've worn a lot of coats a lot of different times, and wearing all these coats, they get heavy. And, you know, I wear the mom coat, I wear the wife coat, I wear the, she's heavily involved in our church. And so she has stewardship and responsibilities over all the women within our church. And she wears that coat very heavy, and she wears another coat as far as being the only daughter in her extended family, basically with her mom and dad, and taking care of them. And so she's like, Dave, there are times where I feel like I have on so many coats that I can't move. It's like I have like 10 coats on, and I literally sit there like a snowman because I'm so uncomfortable, and I just don't know what to do, and I just want to get rid of all these coats. And so I know I'm maybe just kind of rambling, and I hope you kind of are catching on to the idea of what I'm trying to say here. But to realize that there's times in life where we have so many coats on that it feels overwhelming, and there's other times where it is a growth time. The one thing she was talking about just most recently, though, which I thought was so profound as we were discussing it, and that is, she goes, but you know, Dave, there's times where I realize it's time for me to give my coat to somebody else, and I need to not be the star, or I need to not be the person who's out in front all the time, and to let someone else have that. And in giving that coat to them, at times I feel exposed. I feel like, well, that was me and that was my identity, and now it's not. And so I feel uncomfortable with not having what was my identity. And I thought a lot about it because I've seen it in my own life where there have been times where I have been the only person up in front. And as I came on with ClickFunnels, it was, I'm not always up in front. Not that I need to be at all, but it's interesting to realize as you try to grow a company, you can't have just one person. And we've been looking at this as far as our own organization, as far as having different voices. And I think the part I've really appreciated so much, as Russell and I've spoken about this, Russell by far is the face of ClickFunnels. And as we've looked at growing it, he's like, you know, Dave, I need to make sure that others have that opportunity, not only for them, but for the company to grow to that next level. We've done over 100 million this year, which is a huge, huge milestone. But as we start looking to get to a billion, who else needs to take on other coats? Who needs to take on other responsibilities? Who needs to have a much more loud coat and is wearing that so he can actually enjoy some of his life and spend more time with his family and his kids? And so it's been just this crazy conversation over the last couple of weeks. And I want to kind of share it with you as you kind of get close to the end of the year, just to realize that there's times where no matter what you're doing, you just don't feel comfortable. And you realize that that's the time in life where it's time to grow. That coat might be too big, or you might be having on five or six coats and you're like, I can't handle it. And other times where it's like, you know what? Now it's time for me to start giving these coats away to other people. And I need to let them grow. I need to have to not only give this coat that I'm giving to them, it may be too big for them to wear, but they'll grow into it. And soon that coat will become comfortable for them. And other times, there's times where we just outgrow our coats. And it's time for us to realize, you know what? Now it's time for me to decide what is the next coat I want to put on. As I kind of get close to wrapping this up, I know this rambling is, it literally has been a ton of thoughts that have been going through my head for the last couple of weeks. And hopefully this makes sense to you guys. But I would really just ask, you know what? Just don't be afraid to share your coat with others. And don't be afraid to get a new coat. Or if you need to layer up, depending on the season of life that you're in. And just realize that whatever you're going through, that's a time for you to, it's a time to grow. It's a time to help others to learn from you and from your experience. So realize as you take a look at the season, and I know it's kind of the winter months right now where you'll see a whole bunch of different coats and you'll see people layered up and everything else. Kind of look at the different layers of life that you're wearing, the responsibilities that you have. What are the responsibilities that you can give to others to help you grow in your business, your own personal life? What are the responsibilities where you may need to take those back and you may need to say, you know what, that one's mine. I own that one. And just realize that the most important thing for you right now is to really take a look at the future, where you want to go, who you want to become, and to realize what is the coat that you need to be wearing at that point. Have an amazing holiday season. I hope hopefully this made some sense to you guys. I've had so many thoughts on my head in my mind right now, and I want to share them all with you. And I wish I could just literally have you sit next to me as I've been going through the craziness of the last couple of months here. But I hope you've been able to appreciate it, and most importantly, have an amazing time. Again, I really would love to see all of you at Funnel Hacking Live. If for some reason you haven't gotten your Funnel Hacking Live ticket, by all means, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your ticket, join us in Nashville. We'd love to have you there, and have an amazing holiday season. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.